Hello?
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. I'm calling regarding order number 681-232-212.
Say that one more time. 681.
232-212.
You say
681-232-212.
I'm not seeing anything under that order number, ma'am.
681-232-212.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not seeing anything under that order number.
All right. Give me a minute. Maybe I wrote it down wrong. Let me just get onto my computer, if you don't mind. One second while I put you on speaker, okay?
All right, ma'am.
I was so careful when I wrote it down.
Well, ma'am, I can...
It'll just take me a second to log in.
I can look you up. What is your zip code, ma'am?
11720.
And what is your first and last name?
Judith Glancy, G-L-A-N-C-Y.
Say that one more time.
G-L-A-N-C-Y. John, is that you? She has to go. Almost there. You didn't find anything under my name?
No, ma'am. I'm not finding anything. If you have the order number, that would... Help.
That was my order. Let me. I'm just double checking it.
Yeah, okay. You could check and see if that was the right order number.
Six 681-232-212. It was an ultrasonic dog trainer.
You said 681-232-212.
Correct.
Yeah, it's still not popping up under that. What is your first name again?
I ordered it on the 5th. The reason I'm calling is that yesterday I received a fraud attempt on my credit card. And I called them, and it turned out that you charged my credit card. This was $7.95 that I owed you in shipping for this article that you can't find. And you charged $68 to my credit card. And I was calling to figure out why you did that.
Okay, ma'am. So... What's that?
I mean, they had to close my credit card down to send me a new one.
Okay, ma'am. So what that was is that was a membership fee for accepting that free gift.
Yeah, but I didn't have a chance to accept or not. No. I took a survey on Capital One. And I always looked through that, but I've never done it. And all it was that you could take anything you wanted and pay the shipping. There was nothing about any kind of subscription.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions.
Well, they took it off my card, and I shredded my card, so maybe this was on the card, too, and...
Well, I... Not, what was your email address, ma'am?
jjglan@aol.com.
You said JJGLAN at AOL.com?
Correct. JJGLAN.
I'm not finding anything under that.
Well, I'm reading your email right here. Ordered the 12th of December, 2022.
And what is your first name again, ma'am?
Judith Clancy.
How do you spell that?
What?
J.
U D I T H. G L A N C Y.
I'm still not finding anything under there, under your name.
I don't understand that because I have an order number. I have an order confirmation. I'm looking at your email right now.
Yes, ma'am. We do handle over 1,000 products. With that, did you get this number from your bank?
Did I what?
Did you get your number from the bank?
What number?
This number that you called. For a callback.
Well, when I called about my credit card, I didn't know what the $68 was, and I didn't recognize the website. And they told me what it was, probably a subscription. And she says, if you want, I can give you their phone number. So my credit card company gave you your phone number to call.
I'm not finding anything under there.
Well, it was an ultrasonic dog trainer, VMI, or VM1. All right, if you don't have it and it's not coming, I have to make sure it's not being charged to my card.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. It's coming. They didn't give you a tracking number or anything like that?
Nope. The only thing I ever got was a confirmation.
What's that zip code? Let me try. What's that zip code again?
11720.
And last name was Glancy. And when was this?
The 5th of December.
I'm not seeing you anywhere on this list, ma'am.
I don't understand that.
Me either. And he says GLANCY, correct?
Correct. Yep. There's no way, you know, if you can't find my name or my order number, then it's not coming.
It should be coming, but that's the thing. If it was us, I would be able to see it.
Yep.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
We could still send it.
I wouldn't be able to resend it without any additional information, because I would need that if it was us. And I'm not seeing anything that was ordered on the 5th in our system.
Okay, well, I gave you all the information I had.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't do business.
Unfortunately, if you didn't have, I would be able to look it up under that card number that it was charged under, but you said you shredded it, so it's nothing that
I didn't
do.
Shred it. They canceled it.
You still have that card number?
Yeah.
All right, let me see. Can you give me the last four and the first six digits of that card number? I can try that. That would be my last resort.
8261 is the last four.
And the first six?
414720.
You say 414720 and the last four is 8261.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing anything under that either. It's coming up under someone else from June and May.
What's that? Somebody else's name?
Yes, ma'am. From
414720.
Yeah, and the last four is 8261.
Mhm.
Yeah, it's coming up something else. There's nothing from May through June.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.